Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Oren Johnson sitting in for Sam Shadd. Today we have Kendra Burchie, who's a candidate for Reno Justice Court, Justice of the Peace, Department 2, next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The next time there's a crisis, at school or in your neighborhood, who do you trust to protect your family? Who do you want answering the phone? A corrupt politician looking for headlines? Or a tested leader?
This is Joe.
You knew the answer. Joe Lombardo has served with honor and integrity. And unlike our current governor, he'll put service before self, just like he always has.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shadd, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shadd.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Oren Johnson, sitting in for Sam Shadd. With us today is Kendra Burchie, who's a candidate for Reno Justice Court, Department 2. Welcome to the show, Kendra.
Thank you, Oren.
So the reason why we wanted to have Kendra on the show and is one of the things that a lot of even really well-informed voters don't understand or don't know when they get to the ballot box is, who are these judges and what are they about? They're nonpartisan races. Sometimes it'd be really difficult. So thank you for being here today. And before we get started, I want to disclose that when Kendra first ran, she asked me for my support before I knew who else was running. Not that that matters, and I provide it to her. But we're going to ask her some tough questions, all the tougher on account of that. So tell us first about, you're running for Justice of the Peace in Reno Justice Court. Tell us about where Reno Justice Court sits in the kind of constellation of courts in Nevada.
Thank you, Oren. And first, thank you so much for allowing me to be on this show. I'm really excited to be here to tell our public and our Reno citizens more about Reno Justice Court. So the jurisdiction of the court for who gets to vote for Reno Justice Court is everyone who lives in the city of Reno Township. So that's all the way up to Red Rock, down to Washoe Valley, to Verdi, and then even Hidden Valley as well in Reno. Reno Justice Court itself is in downtown Reno, located at 75 Court Street, so right on the river.
So, but and that's physically where it is, but, you know, what is a justice court compared to a district court or the Supreme Court or these other things, or a municipal court?
That's a great question. So a lot of people think that Reno, or Justice of the Peace, all that they do is just officiate weddings. Obviously, Justice of the Peace does more than that. We oversee in Reno Justice Court all of the eviction matters, some civil matters, small claims actions, and then every single criminal case could start in justice court if it's not in municipal court.
Right. So you're dealing with not just misdemeanors, but also the beginning of every felony case.
That's correct. And also the restraining orders that are not domestic related, and search warrants, for example, start also in justice court.
Okay. So you're running to be one of these justices of the peace to handle all these different types of cases. Go ahead and tell us about your background, your qualifications, all those sorts of things.
So I am currently a public defender. I work for the Washoe County Public Defender's Office. I started my legal career by representing victims of crime, children in foster care cases. I worked on both sides of civil matters. So I worked for plaintiff's firms, I worked for defense firms, I worked for solo practitioners, I worked for big firms. And I've also worked on both sides of eviction issues. I've worked for real estate, and I've also worked for legal aid, who do tenant rights. So with that background, I believe that I can bring a fair and balanced perspective to the bench because I have experience where it matters.
So how long have you been practicing law?
So I've been an attorney since approximately 10 years.
Okay, and how long have you been at the Public Defender's Office?
For over 6 years.
Okay. And so one of the things that I think people don't appreciate, including a lot of judicial candidates and judges, I think, is that there's a large just administrative portion of being a judge. You have a business, as it were, to run, a government entity to run. Tell us what qualifies you to do that beyond the practice of law.
That's a great question because a lot of people don't understand the administrative aspect of it. So you do have to run your courtroom in terms of you have court personnel that you have to make sure also have what they need in order to do the daily business, because Reno Justice Court is actually one of the busiest courts that we have in Northern Nevada. We are currently open 7 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and holidays included. So part of what I bring to the background is not only as an attorney and working my cases and having, you know, that unique perspective, but also having led several nonprofits. I'm currently president of the Notable Music Therapy Services Program. I've been chair of the Washoe Casa Foundation. I was president of the Northern Nevada Women Lawyers Association. But I also provide a lot of community service aspects too, which helps when you're on the bench because I provide legal aid training. I go to different organizations, provide basics on criminal law. So really just the additional aspects of, as a judge, you also have to be, in effect, a teacher. I've worked at the university where I've taught classes there as well, which all of that I believe will help me lead an efficient courtroom that provides access to justice.
Okay. Well, that's a great segue to the next things that I want to talk about. And so, but we're going to do that when we come back.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
It's the the $250,000 Progressive windfall of cash at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly Progressives could accumulate up to $35,000 in cash and $20,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. It's the $250,000 Progressive windfall of cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
Courts have really been facing. And previously talked about your qualifications, and this is what you're going to have to bring in to bear on. So one of the things that has frustrated in me is that in the past two and a half years, the shutdowns due to COVID have essentially just attacked every single constitutional amendment in the Bill of Rights. It's been done terrible damage to the criminal justice system as a whole, and we're still not yet fully recovered, in my opinion. And this, I say that as a criminal defense attorney, that practices in courts all across Northern Nevada every single day. So, first of all, do you disagree with that assessment? If you do, but what are we going to do in the future to make sure that nothing like this, hopefully once in a lifetime event, ever happens again with respect to essentially shutting down a critical third branch of government?
That's a great question. And one of the things is electing judges who want to do the hard work, who want to make sure that our rights are being protected. As a public defender, that's been my job, of to ensuring that our constitutional rights are protected, and I would continue to do that on the bench to make sure that our community rights are protected. Part of that makes sure that we have always have access to justice, of that we have the ability to have attorneys have access to our clients in a timely manner, and getting those cases before the court in an effective manner that follows the Constitution is extremely important.
So how do you do that? As one of, so how many, there's six justices of the peace in Reno Justice Court. You'd be one of them. If other judges want to say shut her down because there's yet a new strain of now the precedent has been set, which is what scares me, what do you do as one of six to stand up to other judges even? I mean, this is why we independently elect judges.
That's a great question, because that's one of the reasons why it's important to know who you are voting for, even in races that are all the way down at the bottom of the ballot like mine, is because we do have a huge impact on this community as judges, not only with those who are in our courtroom, but those who may be facing matters as victims, or, you know, just having their family members being in the court. And so if you don't have a judge that you trust, that you know will make sure that others are held accountable, that's a problem. And as a judge, as you indicated, there's six judges or justices in Reno Justice Court. And we do have to work together. There is a court administration that you work with, but you also have to work with all the stakeholders to make sure that their needs are being met as well. And that's what I plan on doing.
Right, but so specifically though, for example, during COVID, there was it was a ghost town inside the building itself. A lot of hearings were held via Zoom, which I think you would agree with me are not nearly as good as actually showing up and being in person like human beings. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's that. There still are hearings being held via Zoom. Is that something that's going to continue, or how does that work? How do you foresee that happening?
I can say that I've worked with the different stakeholders, including the judges, on making sure that we have systems in place so that there isn't that shutdown what you were talking about. I can say that I was part of a team who worked to make sure that our cases were in person, because that is a constitutional issue. We fought that in several of the cases that I had, where we advocated to make sure that the constitutional rights of everyone were being met, which included having in-person hearings.
And that's an interesting fight, because it's not necessarily with the prosecutors. That's a fight often with the courts. Sometimes I know a lot of prosecutors were eager to get back in person as well.
Well, I can say that Reno Justice Court also brought back in-person hearings fairly quickly. There are still some hearings that are being done by Zoom, but that's also more at the discretion of the parties. For in-custody hearings, those are now, besides the status conferences, being done in person. Trials are back to being done in person. I had one of the first jury trials back in person, and really that goes to show of the needs of this community. We're to not have a complete shutdown, but to keep the system moving, keep the parties engaged, keep everyone, to have those cases resolved, because that is important in ensuring that justice is being done.
So, and kind of related to that, our population is increasing. With that comes more crime. I think crime is rising all over the place. There's some disagreement about what the statistics are. I've certainly seen, just anecdotally, I'm a lot busier these days, and I think you're probably a lot busier these days too. So one of the things that I think a lot of people fear is that you're a public defender, you're going to be easy on all the criminals. How do you respond? I'm sure you get that all the time. How do you respond to that criticism?
I do, and I think what people need to know about public defenders and why it's important to elect public defenders is it's not just the current job that I have. Of what is my background? I've done much more than just having a one-sided experience. I started my legal career by representing victims. I actually went to law school expecting to become a prosecutor. That was my goal. But what I can bring to the bench is my compassion, but also my ability to listen and to effectively communicate with all parties, which is really important. I've had the job, and as you do too, Warren, of making sure that everyone understands what's happening to make sure that they're making the best decisions every day. I, as a public defender, have to tell people about the ins and outs, the benefits, the pros, cons of potential plea bargaining, about the strengths and weaknesses of their case, and I have to do it in a way where they have to make the most difficult decision in their life.
So one of the things that, you know, you get rising kind of demand for the services from victims of crime, defendants, lawyers, all the rest of this stuff. But you also, and you have more people, but COVID has destroyed budgets and all that sort of thing too. So you're working with less money per person. Do you have plans to be more efficient? How do you do more with less as a judge these days?
Well, I've had the privilege while campaigning of speaking with attorneys in all sorts of different fields, not only just in criminal law, but in civil law. And so attorneys who practice in justice court, to really get to know what is it that we need. And from speaking with them, I have a lot of ideas on how to make sure that we have parties who have access to the entirety of their case, to be able to file motions and to navigate the system on not normal business hours. Right now, currently, there is a nonprofit that is in at Justice Court, the Northern Nevada Legal Aid, who are providing some help for eviction cases. And so if we can expand some of those services to make sure that people understand how to use and access justice, I do think that will benefit this community.
All right. And we're going to learn more about that when we come back.
For decades, Nevadans have made clear they support the right to an abortion. But Adam Laxalt has made a career trying to change that. As Attorney General, Laxalt made it a priority to ban abortion, pursuing numerous legal efforts to restrict access to reproductive rights. And now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, Laxalt says we have to work on making Nevada a pro-life state. Adam Laxalt, he's coming after our personal freedoms here in Nevada.
SMP is responsible for the content of this ad.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Oren Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. With me, if you're just joining us, is Kendra Burchie, who's a candidate for Reno Justice Court, Justice of the Peace, Department 2. So we've been talking about some of the challenges that that are faced by the Justice Court. So, but I want to talk about indigent defense a little bit, your current job as a public defender. What are some of let me ask you specifically, the challenges that are faced by public defenders. I think people have a general idea that that's a difficult job, and it is. That's how I started my career. How many cases do you currently have as a public defender in the public defender's office?
So as a public defender, it depends on what part of the system you're in. We have different agencies or branches for
sure.
Juvenile justice, family court, and then our felony offense. I'm also on a specialized unit where I take on a lower caseload because of the types of cases that I have.
Right. So the caseloads seem to be skyrocketing at the public defender's offices. That's my observation. Is that what's actually happening?
I can say that we definitely do have a very high caseload where we are working to make sure that it is manageable to ensure that the rights of our clients and the needs of the clients are being met.
Is it manageable?
I mean, that's a tough question because
right.
It's definitely you have to make sure that you're doing everything that you can for those clients and that you are advocating for them. And as a justice of the peace, that's part of what you get to do as well, is to make sure that the public defender's office, the district attorney's office, all of those agencies have what they need to make sure that justice continues.
Well, and that's really why I asked the question in the first place, because the DAs always have the same problems. I mean, I think some DAs have 200 cases at any given time, and that's at that point you're just a bureaucrat pushing papers through, and it's tough to do justice no matter which side of the courtroom that you're on. What changes need to be made, if any? And frankly, there's just I think there's a shortage of attorneys that are practicing this type of law, both as prosecutors. I know everybody has staffing issues, even at that level. What kind of changes, if any, need to be made in the justice court to turn the justice system from a conveyor belt to something that is really more individual, defendant, victim focused?
I think part of that is the stakeholders really getting together and speaking with each other and making sure that the needs of the community are being met, because that should be the number one priority. We are all here to make sure that justice is served, mm-hmm. that our community is protected, and that everyone feels safe. And part of that is making sure that we have a justice system that is working the best that it can.
But how specifically do we do that? Because right now, I don't think it is working as best we can. I think everybody agrees, you know, and it will never be perfect. Obviously, we never want the perfect to be the enemy of the good. But what types of things? Obviously, you're running because you have some ideas to make the system better, and I think that's true of most people who run for office, especially the first time around. What are some of those ideas about how to facilitate, both for the prosecutors, both for defense attorneys, for individual defendants, for victims of crime, and all the civil cases that you talked about?
Well, I can say that I've spoken with the current justices, and we are working on figuring out ways to make sure that everyone has access as quickly as possible.
What do you mean by access? Like showing up to courtroom even on a Sunday?
That could be a possibility.
Okay.
There could be court. We are open 7 days a week, and so maybe offering more than just right now those bail hearings that are being done on the weekend. So there's that option of having just the ability for people to have access to the courts on an extended basis. There's possibilities of having just different types of hearing. Right now we have status hearings in criminal cases, which is a product from COVID, where we had a different form of cases beforehand. So now is actually a really exciting time to be part of the justice court system, because we get to really look at what's working and what's not working in our cases, to look at what's working across the nation and other courts and bring in the positives and get rid of the negatives, the problems which are causing people to just sit in court for lengthy periods of time waiting for their case to be heard. No,
and that's fair enough. And as somebody that spends a lot of time waiting in courtrooms, I appreciate that. But so obviously resources are necessary at the end of the day. You just have to expand some resources when the demand increases. How do judges interface with essentially the money givers, the legislature, county commission, that sort of thing? Tell us about how that works, because it's got to be awkward in a nonpartisan position when you start wading into a inherently political type organization.
And I think that's one of the benefits that I can bring to this bench, is having worked with stakeholders, having the trust to serve on different organizations like the Washoe County Sheriff's our Community Engagement Committee, of having served with legislative bodies on the ACAJ and the Northern Nevada Human Trafficking Task Force. I've already had to work and reach across the aisle to Republicans, Democrats, public defenders, prosecutors, judges, to work together to find those creative solutions, to bring them to the Nevada, to make sure that our community needs are being met.
All right. And that's where we're going to have to leave it. Kendra, just in the seconds we have left, tell us where people can go to find out more about you.
You can go to kendraforjustice.com, KendraForJustice.com. And I hope that something that I've said has resonated with you. And thank you so much again, Oren, for allowing me to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for today. We'll be right back.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com, tollsdevelopment.com.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Thank you for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers. This has been Oren Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. You can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on NevadaNewsmakers.com, where every show since 2005 has been archived on that website. I hope to see you then. Thank you for joining us.